Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endured forever. I'm so thankful and grateful to be in the land of the living. I'm so thankful for you as a hearer to hear what thus says the Lord. I'm thankful that you tuned in today to Mental and Love Notes 101. I say great morning, good evening, kingdom citizen, wherever you may be around the globe. I thank you for tuning in today. We are in the season 3 and we on episode 2. A new episode discussing tools for change. Better yet, biblical tools for change. Last week we discussed in episode 1 regarding the founders, regarding investors, regarding careers, and how we can be impactful and make a difference. As I aforementioned, I'm grateful to God to be graced in creating a good disturbance in the faith-based space, creating inspiration, resources, and tools that can help men and women discover their true purpose, their divine purpose, and transform their lives to be who God called them to be in this day and time now. Esther, she was a woman in her time. Ruth was a woman in her time. Joshua was a man in his time. Caleb was a man in his time. But God said, in this time now, in this season now, what are you doing? What are you creating? What are you making an impact for the people of today's time? Helping cultivate ground all over the globe. Wherever you may be or whenever you listen to the replay, remember, we can't change what we don't know. And what we don't know, we can't change. Again, we are in a season, a new season, and this is a new month with new episodes. Tools for change. Tools for change. Tag someone. Sow the seed of sharing. Do what you can to get the word out to someone who needs a heap of change. This week, I want to just tap on just a little bit. Tools for health and wellness. Tools for fitness and performance. Health and wellness. Fitness and performance. Alison Gopnik's famous quote was, "The cure for imposter syndrome is to realize that all the other people are just convincing imposters too." Because a lot of time, a lot of people get on social media with the lies about this or that, about how they did this and that, but the true story was really told. Because a lot of people get up there saying they lost weight, but they didn't tell you the surgical procedure they did to get to losing the weight. They want to make it all exuberant, you know, exuberant that I'm just going to the gym and I'm doing this, that, and the other. But what about the other issues that was going on? Even the people that have said they did a makeover or I'm now my face is clean and clear. But do you tell all the thousands of dollars that you spent seeing a dermatologist to get your face to look like that? We don't tell that part. We want to try to sell people on buying a cream knowing that the cream was not the only thing that cleared your face. Things that we see that people put on social media to make us think there's just one way. Oh, I got my pressure down and I was doing this exercise or I was walking this or I was drinking water all day. But did you tell about the prescription that you also take that helps those numbers regulate? Tell the full story. Allison said it best. The cure for imposter syndrome is to realize that all other people are just convinced imposters too. If we really tell the true story, we can help a whole lot of people. Not try to get them to buy your coaching or your counseling sessions or your mentor sessions, but to get them to understand this thing is a process. I can help you get through the process, but I'm going to be true and honest with you. Not trying to sell on no gimmick. I tell people all the time, yeah, I'm a coach for the writing course. I will help subscribing writers, aspired writers. I will help them in the understanding the whole scope of how to write a book, and I'm not leaving anything out. But at the same time, I let them know, even when they come to the course, this is no easy feat. People try to make it like it's easy. It's no easy feat. It's a lot of dedication, a lot of sacrifices, a lot of things you got to put aside. But back to tools for change, health and wellness, fitness and performance. My question to you today, are you showing your heart some love? Are you, ponder that question, are you showing your heart some love? Most people will say no. The true honest people will say no. As we are in a month of National Heart Month, it is a big month for our heart. So we must show our heart and show our loved ones how much we care by sticking with our lifestyle and treatment goal plans. I speak for myself and I'll be transparent. In 2008, matter of fact, August the 4th, 2008, a couple weeks after I gave birth to my last child, Destiny, I was hit with a torn artery. I had postpartum cardiomyopathy. It's a big name, but it just means a cabbage. I had a heart attack. And in the midst of me having that heart attack, I ended up having had a double bypass surgery from the pregnancy. And my life took a turmoil. It took a drastic change. The trajectory of my life changed. Seriously. Not for this the worst part, but for the better. Could that mean now I continue to eat a balanced and low salt meal? I have to stay active. Not anything strenuous, but I have to stay active. For me, walking is just as good. And taking the necessary steps to promote wellness. Health and wellness, fitness, performance. It's basically saying go the extra walk. Take the extra mile. Walk further than expected. Briskly walk to and from your destination. Because we can be some lazy creatures by habit. Always check with your physician regarding the physical activities that's right for you. Don't take my word for it. Take what may be beneficial for me may not be beneficial for you. So you do what is beneficial for your blood type, your body chemistry. There's no quick fix for unhealthy habits. Do you understand me? There is no quick fix for unhealthy habits, not one. Making positive shifts in our everyday life will take effort so we can make long-lasting changes to benefit our health and overall well-being. Healthy, lasting habit changes takes patience. It takes self-compassion, but it's so worth the effort. When we understand making food a healthy habit, we can make positive changes every day, even in our relationship. Because some of those same folks on social media tell y'all how they eating healthy and showing y'all they eating healthy foods. They don't tell you how they go get that greasy chicken when they got a craving for fried chicken. Healthy lifestyle changes is the best tool to treatment journeys rather than spending thousands of dollars for someone to keep you in a nice routine cycle with no given results because they're not telling you the true story. When the result is within you making a decision to live a healthy life with the proper fitness and performance that is suitable with your body type, with your blood type, with your mindset type. Lasting changes happen gradually. There are a lot of us who have behaviors that aren't serving our best health because of resolutions and vague goals. Some consider this. Some people may say, I need to eat better. Yeah, we all know that, but what are you doing to eat better? Some people say, I should exercise more. Yeah, we all know that, but what are you doing? What are you doing? I need more sleep. We all do. But what are you doing? Are you cutting back the TV? Are you cutting back things at night to go ahead and get in the bed? Or are you still trying to cram everything at night and then wonder why your mind is just all discombobulated all over the place. Because them same resolutions and vague goals sometimes only lead us to feeling disappointed in ourselves later when nothing has changed. As I always tell people, it's not about a resolution, but a revelation. Revelation will show us what we need to be doing and the word to back up what we should be doing. Resolution just keep you all in disappointment, but revelation will get you to understand you need to make these changes. You can't keep blaming somebody else when you're not doing. Revelation will show us. As I stated, remember, we can't change what we don't know, and what we don't know, we can't change. But what you know, you held accordingly, and you will be held accountable for what you know and refuse to do. Habits can feel elusive, but it's not impossible. Habits can feel elusive, but it's not impossible. The word itself, impossible, separated. I'm possible to do this, whatever it is that I need to do to feel better for myself and my health. A happy start starts with a healthy heart. You can't find you a team or coach or fitness person to help you with your nutrition and lifestyle changes, but make sure they give you the full scope of the story, not half of it. And you can start today and stop making excuses. We always want to make excuses. Well, I don't have time, and I was too tired, or I didn't have this, I didn't have that. Look, start somewhere. Start somewhere. Yes, we all are tired, but push through the tiredness so your body will thank you later. There are valuable approaches to empowerment and emotional wellness. We discussed even on last week about mind membership. Now let me ask you about your wellness membership. Do you have one? Do you have one? They are a plethora of different recreation and wellness centers waiting to help you. Find you one that you not just trust, but have confidence in to get you the result that you need. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, and in the NKJV, New King James Version, it said, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." That scripture said, I pray that you prosper in not some things, not a few things, but all things, and be in health, just as your soul prospers. 1 Timothy 4 and 8 picked it up like this. For bodily exercise profit a little, but godliness is profit unto all things, having promises of the life that is now is and of that which is to come. Exercise daily in God. Seek God. God, what kind of exercise do I need to be doing? Where do I need to be going? Who do I need to be sowing into? Who can help me in this journey? Seek God face. Because he's got the greatest wisdom of where you should go, when you should go, how you should go, and who you should fool with. Because some folks, I'm telling you, they got titles, but they can aggravate the crap out of you. Exercise daily in God. No spiritual flabbiness, limpness, no. But exercise in God. Workouts in the gyms are useful, but a disciplined life in God is far more. Making you fit today and forever. Because see, some people can fall in depression. Some people can fall in stress. Some people can fall in, you know, depression. They can fall in all this types of stuff. And then when they fall in it, then there goes the gym. There goes the workout. But a disciplined life in God is far more greater. Because it's not only going to make you fit both today, but even forever in your spirit man. Our inward man is steadily gaining, prospering, while this outward man is dying daily. Take it to heart. Take God's word to heart. When we take the word of God to heart, we can take care of our heart. Let me say that again. When we take the word of God to heart, we can take care of our heart. God knows the intensity of the heart, but we have to do our part as well and give it to him. Give it to him. Cast all your cares, not some of them, not a few of them, not the ones that you want to deal with. But the Bible said, cast all your cares unto the Lord, for he careth for you. God didn't create us to be burden carriers. He didn't create us to be weight carriers. But he created us to be glory carriers. And what I mean by saying glory carriers is especially this right here. The greatest one who lives on this earth is Holy Spirit. And he is the greatest one who carries the glory of God. And where does he dwell? In your temple, in my temple. So that means we are glory carriers, carrying the presence of God inside of us. The greatest glory that can ever be seen. God said, all this other stuff that you're carrying is too heavy for you. I didn't call you to carry that. It's not even what I ordained you to carry. It's not even what I predestined you to carry. So why are you carrying something beyond your heavyweight capacity? Cast it to God. If your health is an issue, cast it to God. If your heart is an issue, cast it to God. If your mind is an issue, cast it to God. If your family is an issue, cast it to God. If your marriage is an issue, cast it to God. What are you casting to him? Are you still carrying everything? He said, cast it, not carry it. So we have to do according to what the word says so we can have a healthy heart in all areas. Not just in the fitness realm and not in just the wellness realm, but even in the mental realm, in the spiritual realm, that we can continue to fight the good fight of faith and not be overwhelmed by the cares of this world. You host the temple of God. The Holy Spirit is living in your temple, and we have to take care of these temples. It is our responsibility to take care of these temples. Health and wellness, nobody gonna force you to do it, but you have to make the time to do it. Fitness and performance, nobody's gonna force you to do it, but you have to take the time to do it. Don't put off what you can do today to make your heart healthy, wealthy, and prosperous. This is your girl, Prophetess C.L. Suggs, with Mental and Love Notes 101. The episode, Tools for Change. Change looks good on you. So keep it up. All right, peace and love, people.